Each of the four emperors had his own capital and his own court, close to the hot spots on the Roman frontier, which excluded, by the way, Rome herself. The plan was that the Augusti would retire at the same time. Each would be replaced by his Caesar. The two new Augusti would each pick a new Caesar, and the Tetrarchy would just keep rolling along, in theory. The Tetrarchy was a well-intentioned attempt to divide the ruling responsibility of the empire. It was an attempt to ensure the succession of qualified emperors. As long as Diocletian himself was one of the Augusti, it worked well. But the plan was far too complicated to survive his retirement. The Tetrarchy's only lasting effect was foreshadowing the ultimate division of the Roman world into Eastern and Western empires. Finally, Diocletian wanted the economy to support his approach to government. He first tried to reform currency, and that didn't work. He next fixed wages and prices on pain of death. This also failed. Finally, he wound up taxing the masses in labor, in money, and by taking their possessions. Landowners and tradesmen were obliged to stay in their livelihoods, so they could not escape their share of the tax burden. In that regard, at least, Diocletian was an equal opportunity tyrant. The elaborate economic rules and regulations was overseen by a bloated, expensive bureaucracy, locking the government into a vicious circle and marking the first step of Western society into feudalism. The bureaucracy also was responsible for governing the dioceses, each of which was made up of several provinces. Instead of letting the major cities of a region rule the surrounding countryside, everybody was responsible to the diocesan vicar appointed by Diocletian. Needless to say, this vicar put his God and master's best interests ahead, regardless of what it meant for Rome or the Roman people. The layers upon layers of bureaucracy added nothing to the tax revenues, and even less to the security of the empire.